This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited on Monday Kherson, the biggest prize his troops have won so far, and vowed to press on recapturing all occupied lands. Zelensky addressed troops in front of the administration building in the main square, where residents had also turned out, some with children, some waving Ukrainian flags or draped in them. He then commemorated fallen soldiers and watched the Ukrainian flag being raised over the administration building. Kherson was one of the four provinces that Russian President Vladimir Putin declared annexed last month and said would be part of Russia forever. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping engaged in blunt talks over Taiwan and North Korea on Monday in a three-hour meeting aimed at preventing strained U.S.-China ties from spilling into a new Cold War. Amid simmering differences on human rights, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and support of domestic industry, the two leaders pledged more frequent communications.
We're going to compete vigorously. But I'm not looking for conflict. I'm looking to manage this competition responsibly. And I want to make sure that every country abides by the international rules of the road. And we discussed that.
President Biden, as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, will travel to Beijing for follow-up talks. The handshake Monday between Biden and Xi Jinping has lifted spirits thousands of miles away at the U.N. climate talks in Egypt. The leaders' cordial on the sidelines of the G20 summit came as climate negotiators from 200 countries are struggling.